Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović. I'm at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival talking to Jasmila Zbanić, the director of many films, including Love Island, which is here out of competition. And before I talk to you about the film, I'd like to talk to you about what you're about to do, which is to teach a class, a case study on the film with the participants of Talent Sarajevo, correct?
Yes. I hope they saw my film. Yes, with Alexander Hemon, I'm going to talk about the process of script writing, because it was a specific one for Love Island. Sasha is living in US and I'm in Bosnia. So we did a lot of sessions via Skype. We met also, but it was interesting that most of the time we communicated with him being in Chicago and me being in Sarajevo.
And how long did it take you to write it in the end, in this way, in this piecemeal way across various technologies?
Yeah, it's, you know, we were not able to be totally free from other obligations, so I can't count really the time. And so we had to do other projects because we didn't have money to write, to really, you know, liberate ourselves from other projects. So we were doing these Skype things when we didn't have to do our own things. In the meantime, I did my film For Those Who Can Tell No Tales. So it was a long process, but I thought it was good because we had some time for story to, you know, like a wine, to take its own chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, we should remind listeners, I'm sure many know, you are the director of Grbavica, Esma's Secret, On the Path, and For Those Who Can Tell No Tales, which are three very powerful dramatic films, and now you have made a comedy. Was it something that you thought about doing for a long time? Changing genres can sometimes be extremely liberating, can sometimes be a little painful. What was the process like for that?
Actually, I wanted this film to be my second film because I thought it would be great that after Grbavica is such a hard subject, I have something to show my other side and to deal with more happy issues, because it's really very different when directing and writing something difficult and dramatic. You know, I live with these characters and it's, you know, my body change, I can't sleep. And with this kind of film, full of joy and happiness, it's much easier to live. Colors are brighter in my eyes. So I want...
You have the sea, you can think about the sea.
Yes, all this good energy. But I wanted to have it as my second film, but, you know, life doesn't always respect our plans, so this is now my fourth film. And I think, you know, people ask, oh, it's a change, but for me it's kind of continuum of what I'm doing, and I will go on with difficult stories as well, but this part is very natural for me and part of my body, and I hope to go on also with these kind of films, because they are, you know, audience in Sarajevo was so happy, and in Locarno, and people are saying we are really needing and missing these kind of films as well.
You are one of the directors that really put Bosnia on the film map. Grbavica came out in 2006. What's changed, in your opinion, in these last 8 years in terms of filmmaking in Bosnia?
It became worse. Wow. Yeah, the situation is like never before. It's so bad that I don't think I will be able to do my next film here.
How has it become worse? In what way? There are less resources? There's less funding?
Yeah, economy of Bosnia is getting more poor. We had horrible floods that will destroy the budget of the country. Budget for culture was twice cut already, you know, 20%, and it will be cut more. And we have a government that doesn't understand and support film. You know, we have elections in October, but what we have on plate will not, whoever we vote for will not change much, because people in the government are not understanding what a film is. And they don't want different perspectives. They want to rule with their own vision, nationalistic visions, and filmmaking that offers different perspectives is not welcomed.
Where would you go then? You say you would make it somewhere else. Where ideally would you go, or practically where would you go?
I did Love Island in Croatia because Bosnia didn't support it.
one of the producers was Leon Lucev, who I interviewed earlier, and we talked about the fact that Croatia has made this jump forward with the Croatian Audiovisual Center, and like you say, it's lacking here. That kind of infrastructure is still lacking here. Would you return to Croatia, or would you go somewhere else for the next film?
Yeah, depending on my story. So really, I have to see what will be the next thing I do. I have to find the model. Of course, I will be connected with Bosnia, and I will push as much as I can together with other colleagues and talk about importance of films as a cultural product, as very important voice for Bosnia, as great, how should I say, also as an economy factor, because when making a film, we are bringing, you know, for each dollar, we are bringing $3 in Bosnia, because we always have co-productions. So it's something that reasonable people will listen, and I don't know how many reasonable people live here.
What do you think is possibly the most important lesson that the young talents of the Talent Sarajevo program could take away from an opportunity like this, or in general, in terms of filmmaking in this region?
Yeah, I mean, they have great opportunity to watch good films and to talk to many people, so they should pick up what is necessary for them. Nobody can follow anybody's path. That's not possible. Nobody can get advices from one person. It has to be a combination which they will have to create. But what I can tell them is they need a huge love for this work. Otherwise, in this region, it's meaningless to do it. You know, this job is not for money. I mean, we all have to live with what we do, but if money or success or something interests you, go somewhere else. I mean, if there are other motivations, love for film and even vision to change your society with the film, then be really in love with this work.
Did your love come from any specific people? Were there specific people who inspired you and supported you when you were coming up, before you made your first feature film, before you made Grbavica? Who were the people that were there telling you, yes, you can do this in extremely difficult circumstances?
I had a really great family that gave me freedom to do what I want. They didn't understand what I'm doing at all, because they are, both of my parents were economists. But what is most important is that I had a big support. Do whatever you want, even if we don't understand that. And for Grbavica specifically, it was my producer, partner, Damir Ibrahimović, who read it. I was not sure I want to do it, because it was so hard emotionally. And he was the one who said, you have to. Somehow he pushed me not to think too much. Oh, should I? How I would do it? So he's my really big, big support.
I know it's maybe not a fair question, because you just came out with Love Island, but are you working on another project? Are you the kind of person that is constantly producing while you're making one? You have many others in the back of your mind.
I did for June 28, which is a day of assassination of Franz Ferdinand, beginning of First World War, what they say it was a big day for history of Europe and Sarajevo. I asked people from Sarajevo to film their day with iPhones, with their smartphones, because I thought this political and this celebrity feeling is talking only about the past and nobody's talking about the present. So I wanted to see how people live and what they wanted to film on that day. So I got 30 hours of film material. I also shot myself, and my camera woman did her stuff. And it was, for me, it's an interesting experiment that I'm going to edit now in September, because it's a kind of collective film, and I'm interested in this collective energy. Since protests in Bosnia and plenums was kind of very interesting collective thing that I was part of, I wanted to see, is it possible that in such a micro space people have something, that energy matches in the editing way. So I have to see how it will be. I have no idea, really. It could be short film, it could be long film, I don't know. And of course I'm writing, I just finished the script of Hotel Zagorje, a book by Ivana Simić-Bodržić. And I'm searching for a director, because I think somebody else should do it, but let's see. Yes.
You mentioned, you know, a camera woman, and you mentioned this author who's female. And what's always been very striking to me, I know it's, I'm sure you're very tired of getting lumped together, but that the two most prominent filmmakers of this generation, of your generation, are women, which is not, you know, from this region, it's not very common at all. You and Aida Begic are carrying the flag of filmmaking, art, culture, women. It's impressive.
No, I think it's really great that from patriarchal society, Bosnia is, we have two females. And also, you know, we had, even before the war, Bosnia had two female directors. So I think it's great that from this society it comes. And I wish also for Croatia and Serbia to have more. We have a lot of female students at the academy.
They seem to be pretty evenly distributed between male and female students.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, directing, acting as well. So I find it great.
Thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking to Jasmin Lazbanic, the director of Love Island, which is here out of competition at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. And Jasmin is also here to teach a case study class on her latest film. And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.